This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, your morning radio program, not morning, but your daily visit with us and we with you, a privilege to be with you in your home and your circumstances, inside the world of radio, inside the world of the world, in a manner of speaking, because that's this world. The universe is smiling on us, hopefully smiling on you. It's kind of a hoot, some of the things going on, how people react. I get the biggest kick out of seeing Elizabeth Warren, and it isn't a great kick, but she runs into the room, she waves her hand around, and it's something about, you know, isn't it interesting how you take to some people and you don't take to other people? It just is sort of one of those things. And so with the delegate count numbers, a lot of them today, primary calendar focused on the 3rd of March, Super Tuesday, as it's called, 14 states, Virginia, Vermont, Utah, Texas, Tennessee, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Maine, let's see here, Colorado, California, Arkansas. That's the way it shapes up for today anyway. So what do you think, Jen? Jennifer Horn, by the way, Victoria Keelan, Kara Sheldon, introducing you all to the ladies of the morning, the ladies of the day. All right, go ahead.
The two biggest delegate hauls of this primary, if we want to use the word hauls, but the biggest gets on Super Tuesday and actually all throughout primary season are California and Texas, both of which vote today. Bernie Sanders is favored to win in both California and Texas, but a lot has happened over the last several days.
I bet he's not going to win in Texas, I bet you.
It's close in Texas. Joe Biden is 4 points behind him in the Real Clear Politics average. So maybe having Mayor Pete and some of the moderates coalesce behind Joe Biden can help propel him to victory. In any case, a lot of these states are not winner-take-all states. So in California, going in, and I think this is why you saw the DNC really start to freak out over the weekend and talk to Mayor Pete and talk to Amy Klobuchar and get them to drop out, is because if none of the other candidates got to 15% in California, then all of the delegates, 415 of them, would go to Bernie Sanders, who is probably going to win the state of California. So that's why you're seeing all of this shuffling going on, because if Bernie Sanders had made it through, or if he does make it through Super Tuesday with as much momentum as he had going in, I don't know that anybody could have stopped him unless the party did something drastic and tried to take the nomination away from him, which would have caused a big mistake. It'd be a huge crevice in the party. So I think that's why you see so much moving around, and they chose Joe Biden as their moderate. I think it's interesting. Joe Biden obviously brings with him a lot of strengths and a lot of weaknesses, but we'll see how that move from the DNC will shift things. This is also the first time Bloomberg will be on the ballot, so it'll be interesting to see if the money he's put into the race will have any impact. The state that he's closest to winning is Virginia. I'd still imagine Bernie Sanders will pull out victory there, but certainly that's one to watch.
I wouldn't count on that.
Massachusetts is also another to watch. Elizabeth Warren, that's her home state. She's very close in the polls with Bernie, but he is in the lead again.
So. And Bloomberg will come in second, even possibly.
He's in the lead in every state going into it. Now, this is, of course, doesn't take into account what happened over the weekend. But if you look at Real Clear Politics, he was solidly in the lead of all of these states that are voting today. Now, what might make a difference for those who are voting in Tennessee is this tornado that happened overnight. This has actually been—it's got election officials in Tennessee really scrambling to try to figure out if they're going to cancel Election Day, if they're going to keep it going, and just try to move people around. There was a set of strong storms that just crashed through Nashville proper, downtown Nashville. At least one tornado went right up and down the middle late Monday and early Tuesday. And right now the death toll is increasing as daylight is breaking in Tennessee. There are 9 people currently dead, and that's 2 in the state capital of Nashville. So a lot of buildings and homes that have been torn down, and a lot of families who have been changed without the ability to reverse that after this tornado touched down in the state overnight. So there's a lot of people without power, and that's causing a big problem, not only for the people affected and the families affected, but certainly for the election officials in Tennessee who are trying to figure out what to do today.
Many of the people that run the secretaries of state, that run the elections in the state are predicting that there will be a large, maybe even the largest turnout, at least on the Democratic side, as ever has happened for a primary because of all the interest in who's going to take the day. Biden, Bloomberg has caused a lot of people to be very interested. Got a lot of Bernie's got a lot of people registered to vote. I know. There's some referendum questions.
There's some great races that are down ballot. Not only referendums that affect our lives more than any presidential candidate ever will, but one of the states that probably has the highest interest race is Alabama, where Doug Jones, who's the Democrat who beat Roy Moore, remember, for that, for Jeff Sessions' old seat, he's on the ballot running against Jeff Sessions, who's back in the race. Roy Moore is also on the ballot. So it'll be interesting to see how Alabama shakes out after tonight.
Yeah. Sessions will win. Anyway, they all.
I think so too. But you know, it's one of those ones where there was such national interest on it. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
All right, you enumerated the two biggest states: California, 415 delegates; Texas, 228. So the two smallest ones that are on the bill today: Idaho has 20, and Vermont 16, and they both went to Sanders last time around. 4 years ago. Let's see, Texas went to Clinton 4 years ago, as did California. So you see how all of that shapes up. Sanders did pretty well, though, on Super Tuesday 4 years ago. But the other thing that's ringing in people's ears, when they look, a lot of people, I was in the airport last night having a bite to eat before I got on the plane. I'm listening to this couple because the news is on, and whoever the newscaster, it was not CNN, which you see in most of the airports. I don't know what network it was because it was just a fleeting glance. I looked at the Chiron, and then I looked at the screen, and it had a list of the four top Democrats running, and then they had a picture of Trump with their ages. 78, 78.
Yeah.
77.
Trump's the spring chicken of the
74. Place. Right, exactly.
They actually, the thing that went around is that Joe Biden is now the youngest guy in the race. He's 77. He doesn't know where the heck he is half the time.
Yeah, see, I think that's going to be a drawback to him. I think people see him in a gap. I think that's why.
Well, what Joe Biden needs to do, he has to pick a much younger running mate, and preferably a minority, possibly a woman. My mom and I were talking about this extensively yesterday.
Got to be somebody.
But in order to pull anybody from Bernie's camp, it's going to have to be someone progressive and much younger, and someone who, because I mean, look, all these old guys are going to be a one-term president. I mean, let's be honest. Bloomberg says he would do two terms, and maybe he could. Who knows? But I think that for younger voters, and especially for younger female voters, every single girl that I follow, and I mean like woman under 45, every single female that I follow on social media who's been in an early voting state has already said they've voted for Elizabeth Warren. So the woman factor, but I mean of the Democratic Party, but the female factor is really, really big. And so I don't know, Biden has got to do something to really show the rest of the more progressive and female part of the party. It can't just be Amy Klobuchar. It just can't. Because I just don't think that that's going to be.
I think you're going to all be, we'll see what happens. My gut still tells me that this is Bloomberg's, it's Joe Biden's one race to lose, or it's Bernie's maybe today. But when it comes down to the fast track in July, I think there's going to be, well, we'll see. Let's talk about it a little
more. Well, and that's the other thing. Who's Bloomberg going to run with? That's another huge one. Because my friends who are minorities, Bloomberg is a done deal for them. It's an absolute no because of stop and frisk. So he needs, whether it's a male or a female, and then the NDAs that Elizabeth Warren brought up, not great. To me, if I was advising Bloomberg, he needs a young black female. And that's the only way he's going to move forward.
Kamala Harris is a nightmare. So who does he win? The woman in Georgia is a nightmare.
I don't know.
So
Stacey Abrams is the one that everybody's talking about, but I cannot stand her. There's nothing about her that I think.
She wants to be
governor of Georgia. I don't think that she's going to be a running mate.
Yeah. All right, that'll be interesting.
But if someone said she wanted to be vice president, she'd probably do it.
No. All right, 16 after the hour here on the DJV program. My Pillow is having the first annual buy one, get one free. This is an exclusive limited time offer for those of you who listen to the GJV program. Say that again, Doug, the DJV program. Buy one, get one free. All the colors of the Roll and Go pillows, all the My Pillow dog beds, they come in 8 different colors as well. The Giza sheets and pillowcases, 9 different colors there. Fabulous products, the 9 colors that are even available. They've got new duvet covers from My Pillow. They have flannel sheets now. It's really, they really expanded the towels. Wow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to buy one and get one free. All right? I don't think there's a different message there, right? Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillows you will ever own. And usually the rack is, you save up to 66% using the DJV code. Now you can buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm...
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep. So, there are very exciting things happening rapidly on the coronavirus front. At least that's what the president says. Possible quick vaccine. Well, the Israelis are known to have gotten pretty close to the top. But some of the people, the naysayers, people, the network, news networks don't like Trump. Said, oh, you can't do that. You got to test them. You got to do all of this, that, or the other thing. Who knows what the truth is at this point, frankly. The COVID-19 task force said the vaccine might be ready in 18 months. It may be ready in 18 days, could be 18 weeks. Meanwhile, the toll is Washington State. Nobody can quite figure that out. Why 6 people have died in Washington? I haven't seen an explanation for that. Have you, Victoria, anywhere? What in the world has caused that
well,
for the people
or
residents
people
of
they're in a nursing home, right?
Yeah, nursing home, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's
but how did they get into the
there.
Nursing? How did they get into the nursing home in the first place? The head of the World Health Organization says that we are in uncharted territory because there are all of these people in China that are infected with it, but there are people that there are victims in 73 other countries. Which I, if I knew it, I didn't remember it. 172 deaths outside of China. They say 3,000 are dead in China, which means 4 times that. That means 120,000 are dead, according to the people who actually know what's going on in China. The Chinese, as usual, lying through their teeth about this. So, it's just, you know, one of those deals is not just keep your lots of juices, eat well, immune system strong, you'll be fine. 21 after the hour.
This
this is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Who has a new album called Chronicles.
Announcing
the title. From what is it? Oh.
It's called Chromatica.
Oh, I was going to just correct myself in a second. I like the other name, but anyway. She'll release
I'm sure Lady Gaga's listening, and she'll take it into account and change the name of her album.
Notice how the ladies like to snicker when I make some
minuscule mistake.
That's
a minuscule mistake. That's the entire story.
It's the name of the album.
Anyway, the album gets released next month. It's currently available for pre-order. It's called Chromatica. If you didn't hear, Victoria mispronounced it, but I got it right. Chromatica. Gaga's fans first noticed the title in small print on the billboard that she used to announce the first single, Stupid Love. Didn't we play that last week? I think we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
It debuted on Friday, yeah. Friday,
what this is, too, yeah.
Yeah. Chromatica has 16 songs in it. Gaga spoke about the album, its name, and its meaning to her, describing the term as a location. I live on Chromatica. I found Earth. I deleted it. Earth is canceled. I live on Chromatica. Chromatica, she explains, is a frame of mind. I think it's kind of an interesting theory, actually. You know, when you get down to it, the term chromatic relates to something that contains all the colors in the rainbow. Gaga says the album is all colors, all sounds. We're talking about inclusivity here and life.
I'm excited for this because I really like the first single. It's a lot more upbeat and poppy, and her last album was kind of like country, slow, low-key, and I like some of the songs, but it wasn't my favorite album. I really like upbeat, kind of dance Lady Gaga, so this will be fun.
She was already on a roll before the movie, but the movie certainly didn't hurt her any in terms of exposure and people finding her anew. and following her. So it's almost like, as with some people, like Frank Sinatra could never release a song that didn't do well. Elvis never released a song that didn't do well. You get to that place, and most everybody is accepting of what you do. And I think she performs well anyway. She's pretty serious about her craft. And so, you know, it's, the stuff's going to be good.
I think a lot of older people maybe found her the first time when she did songs with Tony Bennett. And
yeah.
then they kind
yeah.
of found her again in
yep.
A Star Is Born.
Yep.
She has so many, she's just such a talent. She has
Very
so many
talented.
Different facets
yep.
to her skill set and her talent.
Yeah.
She's and different genres that she can just crush all of them. She's amazing.
And all the hoopla about her new boyfriend, who is the, what was the headline? My old boyfriend is the new boyfriend of... Did
oh,
you
that,
see all that
oh
on the weekend?
Oh, my gosh, that was so weird.
It really was.
Her new boyfriend is... the ex-girlfriend wrote this op-ed that was
yeah.
somewhere big, like New York Magazine
was.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was. It was everywhere.
It was, yeah, like this yeah. whole thing about, I just found out my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend is Lady Gaga.
Well, it wasn't... I mean, it was an interesting article, and I think she works for the New Yorker.
Yeah,
New York
she's
Times.
A writer.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
a writer
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
but still, like, I would have kept that on the DL. I wouldn't be advertising that.
Yeah, he looks like a. He seems like a good-looking guy. He kind of looks a little younger than she is, and kind of normal-looking. The last guy she had was kind of a freak show, wasn't he?
That last guy looked like such a weird, greasy.
That's what
guy.
I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah
right.
I'm glad she got rid of
yeah.
him. He was an agent.
Yeah. Well,
like
we were
a sleazy
all.
Agent.
We were still cheering on. We wanted her and Bradley to be together.
Yeah.
Come on, face it. We wanted her to be with Bradley.
Everybody did.
Yeah. All right, so there's the latest from Gaga. What's the name of the album again? Victoria?
Chromatica.
Hooray! 28 after. If you could find a driveway. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps... you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from tornadoes overnight in the Nashville, Tennessee area now up to 6. At least 2 tornadoes were reported right near downtown Nashville and East Nashville. Those twisters causing massive damage with pictures of rubble and destroyed buildings being shared by many folks on social media. Super Tuesday is finally here, and President Trump is claiming that Joe Biden made a deal with the latest Democratic presidential dropouts. Trump's comments coming during a Charlotte campaign rally, just as Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar were endorsing Joe Biden for president on Monday, both of them ending their campaigns before they threw their support behind the former VP. At least six Americans, all in Washington state, have now died from coronavirus. Congress could unveil $8 billion today in emergency coronavirus funding. And this is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour, the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. 174 pounds of brawn and brains on the radio every day. All right, ladies, you want to describe yourself? You don't want to describe yourself the same way, though, right?
Brawn definitely and brains. Not.
No. Beauty and brains. How's that? That's pretty good, right? Beauty and brains. You're not saying you're not agreeing with that either?
That's fine. It's fine.
Why? Just looking for some descriptive adjectives. You know me, I like the language. I like to come up with descriptive words and phrases and things to describe who we are, what we're doing. What the heck are we doing here? We're talking about what's going on in the country, in the world, our backyard, all around the place. Benjamin Netanyahu is leading in the Israeli elections. Polls are not. They're 8 hours ahead of us. So let's see, on the East Coast, 25 minutes of 9. So let's see, where is it? Over there, it is 5 o'clock, right? 25 minutes of 6.
Yeah, but the thing is, even though he's in the lead, he still does not have enough for a majority. So this is the third general election in, like, what, a year that they've had to go through?
Yep.
And if they and if they still can't form a clear majority in their parliamentary government, then they have to go back to the polls again. Eventually, people are just going to stay home and not vote. And then whoever, maybe someone else might have some supporters other than BB, and then maybe...
Well, the guy he's running against is more of a sleaze than he is.
it's not great choices.
No. Speaking of not great choices, Pukin Putin has gone public with a proposal to amend the Russian Constitution to make it mandatory if you get married, you must marry someone of the opposite sex. So the only thing that he wants is to see a union between a man and a woman, which seems rather strange because he seems more interested in men than he does in women. So maybe he's not planning on getting married.
Any time that a guy comes out that hardcore against gays or against gay marriage,
right. He's a homophobe.
Well, yeah, but they're always closet cases. They're not just – when you take homophobia to that level, you're a closet case. Hi, kids. You're a closet case.
I love how you are so – that's it? No more discussion? It's over.
It is. There are a million examples, not just in this country or in Russia. They're everywhere. It's all around the world, a million examples of that.
All right, today's Daily Beast, publishing a couple of anonymous sources describing the signature move used by Prince Andrew when it came to pursuing young women. That's the people in Buckingham Palace going to love to read this. Queen Elizabeth, according to the anonymous, quote-unquote, sources, he let at least one woman wave from the balcony at the palace when he had her there when the queen wasn't there.
But I think also the worst than that, he allowed women to sit on the queen's throne.
On the throne.
In the throne room. Like, that's... Wow. Yeah. Well, my mom said his nickname back in the day was Randy Andy, so, like...
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's... Because we were talking about this Epstein stuff, the Jeffrey Epstein connection, she goes, that's not surprising at all. His nickname way back in the day was Randy Andy. He's always had problems. He's always been, you know, we didn't know he was borderline pedophile, but, you know, essentially with all these girls being so young, that's really no other word for it. But, he's just... he's a sleazebag.
Well... think about his wife or his ex-wife, Fergie. Think about his children more than anybody else.
Yeah, because of his sleaziness. His own daughter is getting married in a couple of months, and they had to cancel her engagement party because they were worried that the paparazzi were going to show up and just try to take pictures of him. And so his complete disgustingness and lack of morality and integrity has led to, look at the ripple effect. It's affected his mother. It's affected the entire crown, you know, the entire royal family, his daughter's wedding. It's a mess.
Yeah. Meghan McCain says she's tired of people making fun of her because she's heavy. She's fed up with people who criticize the way she looks. She said she'd rather have them talk about her political point of view.
Oh, plenty of people
men
do, Meghan. I don't know.
Don't have that point of view.
She said
men don't. Men don't.
I mean, she's not wrong. No one's talking about men's weights on talk shows.
Yeah. But I think she gets more flack for her.
All right, here's another comparison. If you're a black woman and you do your hair in braids, is that what they call it? What do they call it when the women, black women, do?
Well, they can do braids.
Braids. Okay. Is there anybody ever say anything about white women who do that? Yeah, just black women who do that. It's that kind of stuff.
Well,
it's pretty.
There are plenty of white girls who go to Jamaica on spring break and get braids.
Right, come back. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people make fun of that. So I'm not sure if that's a right comparison.
Maybe I'm in the wrong place. Let's do some food news, right? I was talking with the ladies off the air about going out to a farm last Saturday in western Massachusetts, and I went out for a couple of different reasons. One of them is because I like maple syrup, and now the sap is running. The trees are producing the sap that they bring into the sugar house to steam. They have this couple that I've known for 50 years, wonderful farm family. They have now built a new sugar house because it's so much of an important part of their building. Their father had built an old one 60, 70 years ago, and it's fallen apart. So they bought all new equipment. They sell tons of gallons of the maple syrup. It comes out of the same trees. It's really fascinating to go into the woods on the way to the sugar house and see how the lines run. They have plastic lines. The trees are tapped, and the sap runs into the lines, and the lines run into the sugar house, and then it runs into the tank, and they use their own wood to build up the fire to basically boil off all of the unnecessary ingredients from the sap, so what's left is maple sugar, or maple syrup, sugar maple syrup. And it's really, this goes back, it's part of my childhood, actually. Maybe that's why I like it so much, because when I smell it, it brings back so many great memories. I don't know about any of you if you've ever had the opportunity to do this, but it's just one of the other significant things that happened to me as I grew up on the farm, and it sort of starts me into thinking about, well, ordering seeds in February gets me to start thinking about spring, but then going into the maple houses at this time of year, excuse me, it's just fabulous. And there's no substitute, by the way. You have a lot of these fake, like Aunt Jemima, those fake syrups.
That's not even syrup.
It's just sugar. It's all
it's
it is.
It's high fructose corn syrup. That's
yeah,
all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
It's gross.
Awful.
And it's so bad for you. Ugh.
Yeah.
Real maple syrup actually has so many natural minerals. Jack would probably, Dr. Jack would probably talk about this too. There are so many medicinal aspects to real maple syrup right from the tree. It's just, it's so healthy for you. And you can use it in baking and use it, substitute regular white cane sugar and use maple syrup, and it's so good.
Well, the buckets are out anyway all over New England. In Bernie's home state of Vermont, the sap is running New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, down Connecticut to a lesser extent. But the old song, you don't remember the song, called Sugar Shack, but it was all about, Sugar Shack it was called, but it was about maple syrup. But there are a lot of people that around here, they're doing tours this weekend of a lot of people who are out and about collecting it. It's a healthy reminder of spring. Now, here's something that isn't so healthy, having to do with food. There is a movement afoot here, and when I say here, I mean more generally. We were just talking about women and how they look versus men. Women are like Meghan McCain made fun of. There's a lot of that sort of thing going on, but there's food bullying going on as well. There's an outfit called Cause Matters Corp, which is a company that focuses on addressing some of the myths about food. They develop a science communication and connection of farm to food. And one of their sub-interests is food bullying, and they've released a treatise called How to Avoid Buying BS. That is, how do you, you know, how is it that you can help people with the misinformation about food that spreads around? One of it has to do with the dairying, because I'm a farmer, been around cows all my life. A lot of people like to say that milk from a cow is not good for you, and they now point to almond milk soy milk, and now I just saw coconut milk, and there's some
coconut
other new
milk
kind
is good for you. Almond milk.
I'm not saying that it isn't good for you, but it isn't milk. It isn't.
Well,
I'm not even saying that.
I know you need to get over that because that's what it's called.
I don't agree
and usually
with
it's spelled M-Y-L-K, but so just to distinguish. But you know, but almond milk though, there's a backlash on almond milk now. First of all, it's so bad
for
the environment. Well, it's horrible for the environment.
It
takes so much water, and especially in the state of California, which always has a drought, it's really bad for the environment. And then secondly, people who are going crazy with almond milk and almond this and almond butter, and it goes right to your kidneys, and it causes kidney stones. So, like, a lot of people are in the hospital with kidney stones, and then they realize, oh, it's the almond milk. And people are just going overboard with it. So, if of the dairy alternatives, coconut milk is actually really healthy and has some really good health benefits, but and hemp milk is not bad either. But people need to, like, pump the brakes on almond milk. Soy milk should be banned. It's so bad for you.
Yeah, really. Everything soy except for edamame is really not good
exactly.
for
yep.
consumption. Edamame is very good for you. Everything else that has soy on it stinks.
Yep.
There's a rumor that a lot of dairy farmers are battling against, the one that suggests children mature early because of the hormones in a cow's milk.
I never know if that's true or not, but not, that's definitely...
Puberty happens faster with the more calories that you consume. And beef has hormones in it, but milk does not. So there's a difference between eating the meat and especially
well,
if you're pumping steroids into all this.
But there are some cows, though, that are treated with hormones because that's why they had to make that label of... This milk is from cows that have not been treated with RGBH or whatever it's called.
BTH, BHT, excuse me,
There's something with an R. Anyway, it's on my organic label. But who knows? Maybe if you were drinking milk that didn't have that label earlier, maybe that does
You know how I look at it, Victoria? The ethics of farmers who would load up their animals with these kinds of things that are bad for the animals, it shortens their life, and it's just it's bad for people who use it. It's just all about money.
Yeah, it is.
And these damn, you know, Monsanto with another product that you shoot up the cows with. I have no tolerance for this stuff. There's a lot of information overload, as you were suggesting, because there is, you know, there's so much money spent to the Monsantos of the world want to contradict things that come out of science, and they say, well, their scientists say it's all not true. Well, of course the scientists are going to say that, because that's what they're paid to say. That doesn't mean that they're
right.
And
then a lot of them have turned into whistleblowers, and they've come out and said, actually, we did say that it was dangerous on internal memos, and then they leak them, and then we find out that, oh, yeah, we knew all along, just like the smoking industry, that it's going to kill people. So,
All right, here's something that's good for you. It's been a long time since I put power swabs. I used the power swabs cue on my teeth. You ready for my demonstration? This is the on-air demonstration of how you whiten your teeth with power swabs. Everybody ready? All right, I got the tube. I snapped that. I got the Q-tip. I just put it. It takes this much time. I do this demonstration so you can see how quickly. I got another dab here. I'm doing the tops of my teeth right now. So how does this take me? About 30 seconds, right? Okay. I'll do the lowers, and it's the same sort of thing. So really, in about 60 seconds, you can begin to create that smile that's worth 1,000 words. The best impression, the best smile comes from doing what I just did on the air using power swabs. And it takes only a few minutes, and within 5 minutes after you put this on, you'll be on your way to a brighter smile. The product, again, called Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. You swab, you go. It's all natural. Developed by a dentist, it rehydrates your enamel. It protects it, not like most of the other things you put on your teeth that eat away at the enamel. This does the exact opposite. So if you've got sensitive teeth, you've tried a lot of systems, you won't like any of them in comparison to power swabs. The results, too. Super fast, super easy, proved by dentists and hygienists. What else do you need to know? How to get it. Call 208-1797. Put an 800 in front of it. Toll free. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off, another $10, free shipping. Power swabs. White teeth. You have nothing to lose because it's guaranteed or your money back. 800-208-1797. I guarantee personally you'll get the best smile, and it's so easy. Check it out. Power swabs. 800-208-1797. Get the discounts with the DJV code. 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music.
I can sing a lot with this, but probably wouldn't
my
do the focus that we have here with Chuck Curry any good. This is Julie Andrews with a theme from a fabulous show, The Sound of Music. Don't you love this? Crank it up for a second. This is so... This is lovely.
My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church.
We can all sing this pretty much, can't we? We all know it that well. Like a
brook, this movie has some of my favorite music, and I always sing it to my nieces.
Yeah, good for you. You can sing a lot with this if you want.
I didn't say I could sing it well, but...
Sing to fly.
Is there any news attached to this?
All right, calm down. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, on the DJV program at 5 before the hour. All right, so why are we playing the music from the... Sound of Music. Victoria is impatient to know the story here, Chucker.
This week in movie history, 1965, actually it was March 2nd, Sound of Music opened in theaters pound for pound, discounting for inflation. This is one of the top 10 most popular movies ever produced. It was a massive, massive hit back in 1965. It has a long legacy, both on TV and people renting it, and revival, so on and so forth. I'll tell you a quick story, though. This movie is a product of 20th Century Fox, and since Disney bought 20th Century Fox, movie theaters who do first run cannot license this film anymore to be brought back to their theater as
really?
A classic revival movie. That is correct, and a big bummer. I've said this on the air before. Disney, for whatever reason, thinks that if they just stop licensing their classic library, people will watch all the stuff on streaming. All the Fox stuff is good. You got this movie, Home Alone, Die Hard, The Poseidon Adventure, The Matrix, so many different movies that you cannot license to play in a movie theater because Disney will not grant those licensing fees, which a lot of theaters have a big problem with, but they do not budge.
Pretty amazing how arrogant they are. It's a shame. All right, so that's that story. James Lipton, the host of Inside the Actors Studio, has passed away at the age of 93. Chucker, you've watched some of his...
Sure. I mean, that show aired on the Bravo network. It was... he was extremely well-respected by the acting community when actors or actresses went on that show. It was a really good piece of television. He's a fantastic interviewer. And I didn't know that he wrote... he was also a writer, wrote for soap operas Another World and
Guiding
Light. I did not.
Yeah.
I looked at his bio. I did not know that.
We were talking about that early on. Yeah, he was very under, well, low key. I was going to say under key, but low key, don't you think? And how many people are successful in that business by being low key?
You know, it's interesting that one story where when Bradley Cooper, I guess, was a college student, stood up and asked a question, and then wound up eventually being one of the guests when he became a popular actor in the industry.
Yeah. Simon Pegg has been talking about the future of Star Trek, and he doesn't seem to be too warm to it. What is going on? Why would he be? Aren't they working? I thought they were working on another one right now.
I thought they were, too. I think the thing is the Star Trek as a whole has never been a massive, it has a strong core.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Fan base,
yeah.
But it's never really completely broke out of that base like, say, Star Wars. So even though the theatrical reboots are good movies and they've made money, they haven't exploded worldwide. And I think the studio, which I believe is Paramount, has always been a little bit hesitant greenlighting another one or not overly excited to continue with the franchise.
So
but
are
I
they
don't
doing
think
it
they're
going to
get it. They're not going to. I don't know. They're probably somewhere in limbo. But that cast of Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Simon Pegg, you're not going to get a better cast than that. So, one other box office bit of news I want to point out. Variety, which is a major trade in the business, says that Call of the Wild, which is 20th Century Fox, now owned by Disney, has done $46 million in 10 weeks, saying that this film ultimately will lose $50 million. In 10 days, we'll lose $50 million for the studio because it's a $125 million production.
No,
has to double its money.
That's a bunch of baloney.
That's what
they're saying. It's going to make money all around the world. That is so deceptive when they come out with that kind of crap. It really is. That's a bold-faced lie. They ain't going to lose any money at all. That's a good movie. Go see it. All right, there it is. Chuck Curry and Doug Steffen working over the crowd here.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.